question is, who's going to, yes, sir?
I have him.
You have him?
Sir, what's your name?
He's put up here.
You're just not picking up.
Sir, could you state your name for me, please, just for the record?
First name, Richard, last name, Dale.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to chair your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir, just for the record, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us, please?
Last name, Odell, first name, Richard, DOC number 127641.
Okay, thank you, sir. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Coming down the line is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, to my immediate right, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'd also like to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer. I am going to advise you and Mr. Osborne, swear you and Mr. Osborne in at this time, sir. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, sir.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we're going to determine if the conditions, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Odell. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm asking, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Pima Reentry Center located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona, on or about October 31st, 2017, as verbally written, directed on October 31st, 2017. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes.
It's true?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Odell, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he was an absconder. We have no idea what he was doing in that period of time.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Odell, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board prior to making the board making their decision, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Odell was released from DOC custody on August 15th of 2017. He was arrested on November 7th of 2017 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody on November 8th of 2017 with seven abscondes with the community supervision end date of February 20th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, criminal damage, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1997, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2000, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2000, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2003, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2006, marijuana violation, 1 year. And also in 2016, marijuana violation, 6 months. He's had six terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There was no STG or gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1997, earned release completion, 1 month, 21 days. 2002, TIS completion, 4 months. 2004, TIS completion, 4 months. 2006, TIS absconded 14 days, returned to custody, and revoked. Has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 1999, narcotic drug violation, AZ unknown. 2002, domestic violence, AZ misdemeanor conviction probation. In 2015, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G2B4.
Okay. So, Mr. Odell, I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, then I'm going to get you to respond to some information. I understand that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your daughter, Sabrina Dallas, at 5959 West Snapdragon Lane in Casa Grande. Were you still standing there at the time, sir, with your daughter?
I was there. It's called Snapdragon Lane.
Okay.
And I was there for 2.5 months.
Okay. Where'd you go after that?
I went to my other daughter's house and then before you.
Okay. So you were staying with your other, where'd your other daughter stay at?
I don't know the address. It was just on the other side of town.
In Casa Grande too?
Yes.
Okay. So you were working with the day labor system, sir?
Yes.
Were you still working with the day labor system at the time you was incarcerated?
Yes, I was.
Okay. It says that you were referred to have an associate substance abuse counseling on August 25th. You completed the intake. It says that your attendance had been intimate and you failed to attend one-on-one sessions for the past 3 weeks. Why did you not finish those classes, sir, the one-on-one session?
I was at work.
You were at work?
Yes.
Okay, it says here on October 18th you tested positive for methamphetamine. Per the test lab reports, is that right?
Yes.
So, sir, it looks like, have you had any, it doesn't refer to you having any other tests. Was that the only UA that you took was October 18th?
Yes, I did. That's the only one.
Okay, so did you just relapse on drugs or what? What was going on with you, sir?
I just had a lot of problems with the kids.
Okay,
my daughters.
So what the problems because you, or the reasons that you relapsed on the drugs?
Yes. Having problems from one dog to the other, fighting with each other because I was with one and I ended up going with the other one, and they just been working so much it was stressing me out.
Mm-hmm. So why didn't you go to the Pima Reentry Center, sir?
There's a lot of sex offenders there, and I'm not one of them.
So your sole reason for not attending there is because you didn't want to be in the program with sex offenders?
Yes.
Okay, so you were an absconder for 7 days. Where were you at during that period of time?
I was working in Maricopa.
So why didn't you discuss that issue with your PO, sir?
I don't have an answer for that one.
So it looks like, sir, that you, in 97, you completed your supervision in 2002, and 04 you completed it, and in 06 you were an absconder for 14 days, and now, you know, we have you again that you're an absconder for 7 days. So what was the change while you are not completing your community supervision?
I don't know. I really don't know. My mother was alive at that year, so, I mean, you know. These 2 years, I lost a lot of property and lost my trailer and everything.
Okay. So, sir, you think that, you know, you not completing your community supervision is helping you with your daughters?
No.
Okay, so I don't know if the board has any additional questions. Okay, not seeing any additional questions from the board. Mr. Odell, this is at this time before the board goes into discussion, so I want to give you the opportunity to present any information or any statements that you'd like to present to the board without repeating yourself at this time, so.
Another baby coming, she's, I think my girlfriend's like 4 months pregnant, you know. I didn't realize that till after I didn't report to that halfway, that rehabilitation center, I got a phone call from her, and you know, I don't know, kind of stressed me out even more.
All right, well, sir, when you were, what led to your contact with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office when you were arrested?
Excuse me?
What led to your arrest when you were arrested by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office? What were you doing?
I was getting off work.
And what happened?
They came and pulled up and got me where I was at that house, friend's house. I was waiting for my daughter to come pick me up.
So, did they come there specifically because did they know you were on parole, or were they there for some other reason, or what happened?
No, they were there for me.
Okay. All right, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Mr. O'Dell. However, I'm going to ask you to remain silent while you're on the phone as the board's in discussion. This time, we'll make a determination as to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. Then we'll be right back with you with this board's results. You'll be able to hear the discussion amongst the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board's now in discussion. It seems disappointing. Mr. Dell actually generally was completing his community supervision the first 3 times that he was out. And this last time he was absconding for 14 days. This time he's 7 days. He was working. He's having some problems with his daughters. He did test positive in October for methamphetamine. He was to go to a program. However, he refused to go to the program because there were sex offenders there. He didn't want to attend programs with sex offenders. He didn't contact his PO and discuss this with his PO. He was an absconder. He was originally approved to stay with his one daughter on Snapdragon Drive, on Snapdragon Lane. However, he left his daughter's house. He said he went to go stay with his other daughter after he had stayed with the one on Snapdragon Drive for 2.5 months, and that he didn't inform his parole officer about the change of his location of his address. He will be released on February 20th of 2018, which is a short period, a few months away from now. However, I think if Mr. Odell goes ahead and completes his community supervision, complete his time that he has incarcerated, when he gets out, he won't be on any community supervision. He'll be able to stay where he wants, and hopefully he can get his situation with his girlfriend, 4 months pregnant, along with his 2 daughters, get out of that situation in control where he won't be under the stress of the community supervision, and get his life together and be a productive citizen, and hopefully not use any drugs while he's out. So that is my position at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Dell, finding that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse in criminal ways of her company as he was an absconder and had relapsed back into using methamphetamine.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Odell, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on February 20th of 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or any community supervision, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you'll be able to get the situation with your 2 daughters together and be a productive father for your girlfriend, who you stated was 4 months pregnant, sir. I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to participate in this hearing at this time. This is going to conclude your hearing, Mr. Odell.
Thank you.